Officials on Martha's Vineyard are scrambling to find shelter and resources for about 50 migrants, including several children, who arrived unexpectedly yesterday. The group, mostly from Venezuela, came in by plane as part of a campaign by border state governors. They're sending thousands of migrants to East Coast cities with immigration policies perceived as liberal. For an update on the situation this morning, we're joined by State Senator Julian Cyr, who represents the Cape and Islands. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for being here. What's the latest on how these migrants are doing this morning?
So the focus, first and foremost, ever since these migrant families arrived completely unexpectedly, a little after 3 p.m. yesterday, is to make sure that these folks are safe, that they're fed, that they have a roof over their head. You know, island officials moved heaven and earth to essentially set up the equivalent of the shelters that we would put in place for a hurricane or a nor'easter. Did that, in a matter of hours, provided a really Herculean response. And I think they should be, we are all really proud of that response. And I think now today we're figuring out, what those next steps are, making sure that these folks have breakfast. There's going to be a series of meetings and conversations are already underway with state officials and agencies trying to help our partners on the island. But the island response has been, nothing short of remarkable. And in real contrast to what, clearly this pretty cruel ruse that's been concocted on manipulating these vulnerable families for a political stunt.
Have you gotten any sense of the emotional feeling among the migrants about how they're doing now?
So the emotional feeling, actually, from what I've heard, is that folks are, were relaxing last night comfortably, were a bit upbeat. I think they were actually quite overwhelmed by the response, by the welcoming response, on the island. But it's really clear that, these migrant families did not know they were traveling to Martha's Vineyard, didn't even really know where they were going. It appears, there's been some initial reporting of this. There was a recruitment of these families and manipulation of these families. So there's a lot of really big questions here, and it appears clear, particularly given the statements from Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, that really these are politicians capitalizing on people who are in very difficult circumstances, who are vulnerable, for a gotcha moment, for a political stunt, and that's just disgusting.
As you mentioned, Governor DeSantis has claimed responsibility for sending this group of people to the vineyard. Have you gotten any sense of why specifically there and why now?
So there have been, these threats employed by folks like Ron DeSantis, Texas Senator Ted Cruz has also, talked and threatened for years about, we're gonna send migrant families to Martha's Vineyard, send them to Nantucket. I expect this is because of the national profile these islands have as to who visits us in the summer months. What they don't understand, actually, is that, Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, Cape Cod, we're actually quite a diverse place. But immigrants and migrants really are the backbone that sustain our communities and our economy. And so this is really, really about politicians looking for political gain, concocting a stunt.
You mentioned this incident has made national news this morning, and some are framing this as Massachusetts being pulled into the national immigration debate. So to play devil's advocate, do you think people on the vineyard and Massachusetts residents will feel differently about immigration policies if more plane loads of migrants show up?
We're in the business of welcoming people on Martha's Vineyard on Cape Cod. But you really can't provide adequate support and services for people when you have no notification of their arrival, right? This was a coordinated effort, but there was no notification to officials on Martha's Vineyard or to anyone in Massachusetts, from my understanding. I think folks in Massachusetts, really understand that we've really seen a failure in immigration policy at the federal level. I think certainly we can be part of that solution, right? But it needs to be done in a collaborative way. This isn't about having Massachusetts or other so-called blue states sort of pitching in to help in the migrant crisis. This is about extremist politicians exploiting vulnerable people for their own gain. And that is simply disgusting. And that's not who we are on the Cape and the islands. And that's not who we are in Massachusetts.
And to step back just for a second, there seems to be confusion about where the migrants came from. And some said they weren't told where they were headed. Do you think that was done intentionally? And what's the impact of that?
So my understanding is that most of these migrants are sort of originated in this flight in Texas. There were several stops that the charter planes made, but my understanding is the folks, you know, came from Texas. But it's clear that they were manipulated. They were tricked into boarding these planes. They were told that when they arrived, they would be provided with homes and with jobs. That there would be a whole sort of a welcome mat. And look, we've worked hard, and island officials deserve all the credit in the world for responding to this situation and treating these migrant families with dignity and with respect. But that there's been, that really this is clearly a political stunt. And that's just reprehensible.
State Senator Julian Cyr, I know you've got a lot going on this morning. Thank you for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you so much.